Governor Newsom's May budget revision is set to come out this Thursday, May 14th, and is expected to have a huge impact on your children and the public schools they attend.
Troy Flint is California School Board Association's Senior Director of Communications. And Troy, budgets for every state agency are taking a major hit. We have no sales taxes, many people without income, schools obviously included. So, you know, what are the numbers so far, do you think?
Well, according to the Department of Finance estimates that were released late last week, they're anticipating a drop in state revenue of about $54 billion. And that corresponds to a reduction of about $18.3 billion for California public schools.
So how will this, you know, people listening right now are wondering, how is this going to affect my child? How will it or how could it?
There are significant impacts in a number of different areas. First and foremost, our concern is for the health and safety of children. And schools were going to be extremely hard-pressed to reopen in the fall, even with their current funding levels. Now, if school budgets are cut, as some are suspecting based on this budget news, it will be impossible for many districts to safely reopen schools and to implement the social distancing measures that the governor's administration has said are necessary to have a safe and healthy reopening of schools. So that's the first concern. The second concerns just relate to the academic and the social programs that we're able to provide for schools. Schools are going to be facing steep cuts to curriculum, to programs, to services, and layoffs in many cases as well, which is going to undermine the education that our kids receive.
So, Troy, I mean, what is the answer to this? As we noted, I mean, virtually, I don't think anybody is really untouched, from your average parent to teachers to schools to, you know, all state agencies. I mean, is there an answer? If you fully fund schools, then what has to be not funded?
I think the answer is to take extraordinary measures to insulate schools as much as possible, recognizing that these are extraordinary times and no one will be held harmless completely. There are a few things that you can do to help ease the pressure on schools. One is to eliminate the scheduled increases to the employer pension contributions. This is one of the big financial pain points that school districts are having, and giving them some relief to increasing pension contributions will buy us some time during this period of crisis. The government should also look at funding based on enrollment as opposed to merely attendance, since many families will be keeping their kids at home, or kids may not be able to get to school because of situations with their families, because they may not be able to get online for distance learning because they don't have access to the internet or computers. And so that shouldn't be held against schools because of the extenuating circumstances. You should also look at taking categorical funds, or funds that are designated for specific purposes, and reallocating those, repurposing those as general funds so schools can use them to meet the various needs presented by the COVID-19 crisis. And you should allow districts to dip into their reserves and also to use other funds for general purposes, which typically are for restricted use. Those are just some of the steps that the state should consider.
Troy Flint, California School Board Association's Senior Director of Communications, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.